KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Six municipal workers accused of stealing asphalt have appeared in court in Durban today. They were arrested yesterday, apparently after being caught red-handed in Inanda. Itaguini Municipality says the employees failed to produce a job card to explain why and where they were transporting the material to. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says the six are from the Roads and Stormwater Maintenance Unit.
Investigators from the City Integrity and Investigations Unit, together with the Metro Police, received a tip-off and pursued these employees. The team quickly acted on the information received and tactically monitored the movement of the two identified vehicles and the suspect.
Sisilana says the suspect's phones have been seized as part of the investigation. Some residents of Hammersdale say they have had to empty out their fridges since being plunged into darkness on Monday. The substation that supplies electricity to parts of the area caught fire. Local Butle Ndlovu says they've had to throw away food.
Our fridges are leaking. The meat is getting rotten. We are now forced to cook all of the meat. We are not even going to get compensated by the municipality when the electricity finally decides to come back. We've been going with wherever they are fixing. We've been going there, asking them to send other people because it seems like they are failing to do their job.
Another resident, Mduduzi Pungula, says it's been a long 4 days without power.
It's most frustrating because no one is actually giving us any updates on what is actually happening. Imagine having to wake up in the morning, you're going to work, you're going to school, and have to bath with cold water because you have no electricity. You have to buy takeaways. Now you're using money that is meant for transport to go to work. You find yourself buying takeaways because at the end of the day, you need to survive.
Itaguini has said technicians will attend to the outage and work to restore power. The president will address us at 7:30 this evening. He's expected to speak about pressing national matters, including the food poisoning incident. Several children have died from foodborne illnesses in recent weeks, and dozens more have had to receive treatment. Further afield, Spanish authorities have seized 4 tons of cocaine from a fishing boat off the Canary Islands. They've arrested the crew, 15 crew members of the Panamanian-flagged vessel. And the world-famous Pompeii Archaeological Park has introduced a daily limit of 20,000 visitors. It's the latest Italian tourist site to take action against overcrowding. The scheme is said to be experimental. Visitors to the UNESCO World Heritage Site will need to buy named tickets, which in the summer will be divided into morning and afternoon slots. Gabriel Zuchtrichel, the director of Pompeii, says the measure is designed to better manage crowd numbers, leading to a more sustainable growth. Last year, more than 4 million people visited Pompeii, an ancient Roman city buried when Mount Vesuvius erupted nearly 2,000 years ago. Durban 30 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 34. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.